and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, Pastor Jim will be teaching us from chapter 11 of the book of Revelation as we continue our study leading up to the rapture. Our co-hosts today are Marcella Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from their home in the Ozarks, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker, and welcome everyone. This is a very important day today.
Yes.
This is the Revelation Day, only it's chapter 11. What does that mean? Anybody know?
Yeah,
the rapture chapter.
Amen.
This probably is one of the most controversial, most debatable chapter in the Bible when it comes to theology.
But do you know how many people, since God gave me the revelation in the prison years, are teaching this exactly same thing?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I've learned over the last 23 years about this theology that you brought forth, and it shook Christianity to its core. I'm telling you, 23 years ago, when you began teaching about this, it rattled the cages of theology in the midst of different organizations. And right now, we are probably living in one of the most important times of what Matthew 24 points to, where the rapture chapter is right now, because the signs are there. You can't debate the signs.
That's right. And a lot of people debate them, and they even debate the scripture when it's just absolutely has to be twisted. The Bible says that he will come after these things.
Yes.
You know that?
That's right.
How many times it says that?
How many?
Many. But he says, I will, you know, these things will happen, and then you'll see Jesus coming in the clouds.
Amen.
Not before.
Yes.
And so people just have to know that the word has the truth. You have to study to show yourself approved, rightly discerning that truth. You have to rightly discern it, that word of truth. And so today we're going to be going into chapter 11. Any news headlines before we have to go? I know there's been so much news, and I really got a big lesson today, so I need most of the time.
Absolutely. I think America is in a precipice of disaster already. And, you know, Fox News put out this article, Victor Davis Hanson, saying this, the 10 radical new rules that are changing America. I mean, this man lays it all out. Money is a construct. Laws are not necessarily binding anymore. Racial issues is now acceptable. The immigrant is mostly preferable to the citizens. I mean, we're watching America change. That's big news, because America is no longer what it used to be. And then we're watching all over the world as churches are being closed down. Let me give you this one. They can take our facility, but we'll just find another one, pastor says. This is the pastor from Grace Life that leads the church from a secret location. Can you imagine that? The 21st century, that the church is meeting in a secret location underground.
That sounds like medieval something.
Wow.
Absolutely. This sounds like China. This sounds like old Europe. Then I'm telling you, the war against Christianity is happening right before our eyes. This is another one that is shaking in the news right now. CNN director admits network pumps propaganda and speculation or focus was to get Trump out of office. This is big headline right here, because we're watching the uncovering of a lot of the situations that came against former President Trump. And we're seeing that takes place. But Marcella mentioned something during our break. The world is heading to a war. We just don't know which country right now. Let me give you one. According to the AP, Iran to enrich uranium to 60%, highest level ever, preparing for war. This is another one. Russia calls U.S. an adversary, warns its warships to avoid Crimea. This is another one that is amazing. China's message to America, we are an equal now. China is not playing any games. Don't play with fire on Taiwan, China tells U.S. The war between America and China is brewing up faster than any of us expected. I can't wait with some of our special guests, you know, colonels and military men are going to be here on this program to help us understand what these headlines mean.
Mondo, you were born in Guatemala?
Yes, sir.
Are you excited about us having a PTL club, PTL again?
Yes, I am. I'm excited because there's a lot of people that watch this program that love you, that are Spanish speaking.
I was all over the world, not me, but I had a Spanish host.
Yes.
And it was Club Petiele. And it was huge in all of Latin America.
Yes.
And we want to have Spanish music. You like Spanish music like
yes,
I do?
Love it.
I do too, all that Latin beat, you know, and that. We have, our church is working. What is it?
Yes, we're working right now. Our missions pastor is working in Guatemala, and we're helping to build a church there. And so we have partnered with them, and we're helping to raise funds for them. But it's so exciting to see them go out onto the mission field and watch what God is doing in Guatemala. God is moving. He's on the move.
Do you think
we have to remember that.
You think that they might carry Club Petiele there in that town?
I think it would be amazing. Absolutely. We have
it was
to.
All over the country, and you know, good things happen,
yes,
and then they just stop happening. It takes people to stand in
yes,
the gap.
That's right.
And we're going to have a lot of Christians stand
yes,
in the gap,
absolutely.
And that's what we're doing here on
Amen.
This program. People watching, support, and then the other people. You know, we have a lot of people live at Morningside.
Yes.
It's growing, isn't it?
Oh, it has grown so much. We've had so many new residents who have moved to Morningside. They're building homes.
Yeah.
They live in the condominiums. I mean, it is so exciting to see God's people coming together. But your vision is happening. Morningside is a place of refuge, and we're coming together as one, in one unity, as believers, and we're excited for what God is doing.
Yeah, Lori, your mom's built a house here.
That's right.
Right.
Can you imagine?
Yes.
Right in the middle of COVID, she builds a house.
Yes.
Only grandma would do that.
Yeah.
And so she's going to move in when? How long?
Soon.
A few weeks,
yeah,
probably.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a house that's got a roof
it's
on
building.
It.
It's being built.
Walls
yes,
on it. And the mm-hmm, cabinets are going in
yes,
this week.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are moving here.
Yeah.
And it's a place of, I think people understand what's happening around
yes,
the world.
They do.
And there's places that are going to disappear
that's right,
from the earth
yeah, mm-hmm,
because of volcanoes and earthquakes and all. And people are moving to Morningside.
Yes.
And I'm excited at what's happening at Morningside. We could talk a lot about it, but today is chapter 11 of the book of Revelation. So much is happening. And so we're this close to the rapture chapter.
Right.
Chapter 11. Mm-hmm. Do you want to study?
Absolutely.
God bless it, I pray.
Yes,
anoint
Lord,
people to listen in the name of Jesus. So here we are at the rapture chapter 11. Chapter 11 of the book of Revelation. Let's start out with verse 1. And there was given me a reed that was like a measuring rod, like unto a rod. And the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. We are waiting for the seventh trumpet to sound. We're waiting for the seventh trumpet to sound. I do not know when, verse 1, the dates, these, or anything else in the Bible will happen. But we are to be looking for Jesus and be aware of the times we live in.
Yeah.
1 Thessalonians 5 tells us, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety,
wow,
then sudden destruction. And that's coming
yeah,
upon us. Mm. As travail upon a woman giving birth to a child. And they shall not escape. Verse 4. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a
yes,
thief. That's why you've got to study the word.
Amen.
So you would not be overtaken as a thief would come in the night. Verse 5. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Hmm. Paul goes on to give us a set of rules for the last days. Verse 6, therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Hmm. Patricia King.
There are going to be many contradictory forces that are going to come against believers. We have to stand on the word like never before. God's word is final authority. And we're even seeing in the body right now that there is some wrestling to even focus on the word, but also to believe that it's true. And some people are trying to change what the scriptures say and twist it and pervert it. And so we need to really be strong. God's word is a fire and it's a hammer and it's a sword and it's very powerful. And the decrees of the word of God, this word, the scripture, what Jesus breathes life into, what he represents in here, is final authority. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. And we are in the decade of the mouth. And so we need to speak words that are spirit and life. Jesus said in John 6:63, the words I speak, they are spirit and life. And in Isaiah 55, verse 11, he says, the word which I send forth will not return void, but it will accomplish everything that it's sent to do. And it says in Job that you decree a thing and it will be established, and light will shine on all your ways. I mean, it's very, very powerful, taking the word of God and just, you know, sending it out like missiles, sending it out to do its work, sending it out with intentionality. It says in Hebrews 11:3 that by faith, the worlds were framed by the word of God. The worlds were framed by the word of God. And so we can frame our destiny. We can frame our future. We can frame anything that we have in life with the word of God, as we are ignited by the Holy Spirit, and as we take that quickened word and speak it forth. And I was reminded of the Kuwait war in the Middle East years ago. Many of the viewers will probably remember that. But I was fascinated by it because it was the first war that we actually saw televised. We were actually watching it on the screen as it was happening. And the USA had developed missiles that were computerized. And it was the first time that many of us even knew about those, even though they'd been, you know, developing those for years. But they would set into the computer the target where they wanted the missile to go. And they just pushed the computer button and the missile went forth and hit the exact target. Well, that's what happens when we send forth the word. It's like pushing that button. When we speak the decree of the word of God, it goes and accomplishes what it's sent to do. Those missiles, it went forth and accomplished what it was sent to do. It, you know, blew up. We could say the word will blow up the works of the enemy, but it will also establish the will of God. Jesus speaks about in Mark 4, the parable of the sower and the seed. And so the seed is the word of God. It says, you know, the sower sows what? The word. So as we send the word forth, it's going to produce fruit for the glory of God, for the kingdom of God, according to the type of seed that we send forth. So we need to decree the word. There's so much being decreed that is not true, like worry words and fearful words and lying words. So we need to take care of that by filling the atmosphere with the truth. And the entrance of God's word brings light. And when there's light, darkness is expelled. And so it's extremely important that believers decree the word.
And that was Prophet Patricia King. She's a very respected prophet.
Yes.
I mean, she was on the Jim Baker Show sharing that word, backing up what you're saying. Listen, 1 Thessalonians is a very important chapter for the rapture. I mean, many scholars, I've learned from you that many scholars are the ones that argue Thessalonians very deep. But I want to tell you something. You give more scriptures, and we try to cut them down to fit them into 1 hour. That's why I don't mean to plug Revelation Revealed, but you got to get the whole teaching.
Okay, well, let's go back to then. We had Patricia right in the middle of this scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. verse 7. Let's go on. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. And they that be drunken are drunken in the night. We are a generation of the night. Live to party, sin, etc. Verse 8. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith, Lori, and love. Lori believes in the breastplates and the armor of God.
Amen.
And for the helmet, the hope of salvation. Verse 9, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 10, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him.
Amen.
That's the good news.
Yeah.
Verse 11, wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. This is the church, people. Let's go on to verse 12. And we beseech you, brethren, to know, not sexually know, but know them as your fellowship with the saints, them which labor among you and are over you and in the Lord and admonish you. Verse 13, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. I don't know what I'd do without the team around me. This is the body of Christ.
Amen.
We're the church.
Yes.
And the church is not just sitting in a congregation.
That's right.
That's the church too. But the church comes together. And here at Morningside, we have people that live here, but they're volunteering.
Yes.
They're even going to run cameras some. They're going to do things to help.
Absolutely.
To make it in these last days. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go back to verse 13. And to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Oh, that's powerful, isn't it?
Yeah.
And be at peace among yourselves. Oh, my God. Stop right there. That is so powerful. We've got to be at peace among ourselves in these last days.
Yes.
There's a lot of troublemakers around. Did you know that, guys?
Yes.
Huh? Yes.
Absolutely.
Causing trouble everywhere. The world is causing, the government's causing trouble. People in the world, the politicians, causing trouble. There's peacemakers, and then there's troublemakers.
Yeah.
And blessed are the peacemakers.
Amen.
We've got to have this time of peace in this time of trouble. We've been talking about it today here, about the people who are suffering with something.
Yeah.
You know, and then something else happens. Mm-hmm. A family member gets sick, or something happens here, or there's an accident, or there's a sickness, or somebody loses their job. And you get to the point they can't take it. So the Bible says, we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. Warn them, it says, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient towards all men. Verse 15, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever following that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Verse 16, rejoice evermore. Ooh, I like
Amen.
That. Rejoice evermore. That's what we've got to do.
Yes.
I'm going to start shouting around here,
Absolutely.
I guess.
Absolutely.
I got to rejoice more.
That's
Everybody,
right.
You got to rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
And praise him and rejoice. Pray without ceasing, it goes on to say in this part of the Bible. Verse 18 says, and everything gives thanks. Everything give thanks. Thank you, God, for our food today. Thank you, God, for water to drink today. Thank you, God, that you give us help in the time of need. Amen. Thank you, God. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Verse 19, quench not the Spirit. That means don't crush the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Don't crush other people's spirit. People are having a hard enough time without you coming around going, grumbling and complaining. They need you to lift them up. So verse 20, despise not prophesying. Mm. Boy, we need prophets today.
Yes,
and there's a lot of people who don't want prophesying because they don't want to change from their ways. Verse 21, prove, that means test, all things, hold fast to that which is good. Verse 22, abstain from all appearances of evil.
Amen.
My God, how can you do that today when the evil is abounding everywhere?
Yeah.
But he says, even, you know, abstain from all evil. Verse 23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Verse 25, brethren, pray for us. I ask that for myself. That's the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
Verse 26, greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. Verse 27, I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. Verse 28, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. John is given some strange orders here to measure the temple. The temple was destroyed in AD 70. This reference is to the tribulation temple, or some call it the Antichrist temple, Daniel 9:27. Verse 27, he will confirm a covenant with many for 1 7-year period. That means in the middle of the seven, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering. And on a wing of the temple, he will set up an abomination that causes desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out on him. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, go to verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. Okay,
wow,
that's happened.
Absolutely.
And that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. The devil is everywhere.
Yeah.
The devil is pouring out his spirit upon America.
Mm-hmm.
And we better turn to God for help. He is our only help. Verse 4, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he is God sitting in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. The Antichrist will encourage the rebuilding of the temple and encourage restoration of the sacrificial system. For 3.5 years, the Jews will prosper under this arrangement. Let's listen to what Dr. Michael Brown has to say about this.
So do religious Jews really want to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem? Better answer like this: they want to see it rebuilt. Religious Jews pray daily for the rebuilding of the temple, but only a small minority would think that it's their job to work towards building it now. Rather, they would see this as something that the Messiah does and a way that we can recognize the Messiah, because one thing that he will do, according to Jewish tradition, not my beliefs, but according to Jewish tradition, is that he'll rebuild the temple. Look at this prayer that traditional Jews pray on a regular basis. It's from what's called the Amidah, the standing prayer, or the Shemona Esrei, 18 benedictions, 18 prayers that are prayed daily on different subjects. May it be your will, O my God, and God of my fathers, that the temple be rebuilt speedily in our days, and give us our portion in your Torah, and there we will worship you with reverence as in ancient days and former years. So notice, they are praying to God that the temple will be rebuilt. They are asking God to speed this. Why not just take the initiative and do it themselves? It's because the vast majority of traditional Jews do not believe that is their role. Now, you say, how will it happen? Well, there will be a leader among them who will rise up, who they will say has the credentials. This is the traditional belief. And that he's a leader in Torah Judaism, and he's leading Israel back to God. And now with this back to God movement, then part of what he will do is rebuild the temple. In the natural, it can't happen because you have the Dome of the Rock there. So how this is going to happen would need prayer anyway. But yes, traditional Jews fervently want to see the temple rebuilt, but only a tiny minority actually think it's their job to physically try and make it happen now.
Wow.
Let's read again Revelation 11, 1 and 2. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, it's a measuring stick, and an angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. Verse 2, but the court which is without the temple leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. That's 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. You know those numbers. And so... that's, some believe that's when the rapture actually is going to take place after the 3.5 years it's there. And could it be that the new temple will be built on the Temple Mount next to the current Muslim shrine, the Dome of the Rock Temple? So there is no room for the outer court to be built. Some believe this. This makes sense. I'm not saying it's positive, but I believe it's positive, don't you?
Absolutely.
From everything we've studied, it seems to me that it is what God is telling us that it's going to happen. Some say the materials for the new temple are already in storage. In fact, we saw them.
Yes.
Did we not see them?
Yes, we were in the,
did you not
the
see
Institute.
Wow. We were there in Jerusalem.
That's right.
And we saw the utilities, mm-hmm. The pots, the worship things, all the different...
The menorah, everything.
Everything there.
The Institute, wow. They gave us a private tour there, and we were amazed that they were getting prepared.
And all the things are in storage there. Dr. Asher Kaufman, professor of
physics
at Hebrew University, says the actual location of Solomon's and Herod's temple were 26 meters away from the Dome of the Rock. Therefore, the new temple could be built without disturbing the Dome of the Rock. From internet research, the Dome of the Rock is an architectural expression of the ascendancy of Islam. The interior glass mosaic in the drum and dome contain representations of Byzantine imperial jewelry, and one of the ornate inscription affirms that God is one and not three, and that Jesus was an apostle of God, and his word was and not his sons. After the beast helps us set up the temple worship, he turns on the Jews and declares himself to be God. And then there's a 3.5 year period left of the tribulation. Mm. The two witnesses in Revelation 11:3, and I will give power unto my two witnesses. Most believe these two to be Moses and Elijah. You guys know that.
Yeah.
As they have the ministry of them, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, 3.5 years, clothed in sackcloth. Some think that maybe one would be, you know, because he did not die.
Yeah.
You know?
Enoch.
Enoch. Did I say that right? I said
Enoch,
yes. Enoch. On the Mountain of Transfiguration, Matthew 17, verse 1. Let's read that. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Verse 3, just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Now, that's an awesome moment there. Matthew 17:11. Let's read. Jesus replied, "To be sure, Elijah comes and will restore all things." Look at the last words in the Old Testament, Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. "Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." Elijah never experienced death. 2 Kings 2:11. As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. The two olive trees and the two candlesticks, Revelation 11, let's read that. "These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing for the God of the earth." What does this mean? Turn to Zechariah 4, 1 through 6. "And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep, and said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold with a bowl upon the top of it, and has seven lamps thereof on, and seven pipes to the seven lamps." That's how the oil came out through the pipes there. "They, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. The two witnesses will be empowered by the Holy Spirit." Back to Revelation 11, 5. "And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed." This sounds like Elijah. 2 Kings 1:12. "And Elijah answered and said unto them, If it be a man of God, if he be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50 men." Back to Revelation 11, 6. "These have been power to shut heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy." 1 Kings 17:1. "And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor even rain these years, but according to my word, Elijah stopped rain 2.5 years, and I have power over waters to turn them to blood and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will." So Moses had the power to turn water into blood. Exodus 7:19 it says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying unto Aaron, Take thy rod, stretch out thine hand upon the waters of Egypt, upon their streams, upon their ponds, upon all their pools of water, that they may become blood, and that there may be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in the vessels of wood and in vessels of stone." The two witnesses' work is done, Revelation 11:7. "And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast, the Antichrist possessed by Satan, that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit, the abyss, home of demons and Satan, shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. This is the first of 36 references to the beast in Revelation. We'll read all about him in Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, which also means Jerusalem, where also our Lord was crucified. Verse 9, and they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see, what, how, on television?
On television.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to see. Wow. Television is going to be used, I believe, in the last days. Okay. We see a lot of that. They're going to see these bodies laying there for days.
Yeah.
The whole world sees it. How can that be?
Yeah. That's right.
Well, we got television now.
That's right. And knowledge is
you see everything.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, in minutes, if some crisis happens, it's on the screen.
Yeah.
That's right.
And they shall see.
Wow.
On television, this is what I believe. And then it goes on, the Bible says, their dead bodies 3 days and a half and shall not suffer, which will not mean or not allow for their dead bodies to be put in graves. Mm. This is about the only way you can disgrace a dead man.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And this is what they want to do. The Antichrist wants everyone to see that he thinks he's won. Mm. Verse 10, and they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry and shall send gifts one to another. Because these two prophets tormented, convicted them that dwelt on the earth like a counterfeit Christmas. Can you believe that?
Wow.
It's true. Verse 11, and after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God enters into them. And they stood up on their feet, and great fear came upon the people which saw them. The merriment of the pagan world does not last long.
That's right.
And that's what's going to happen to America.
That's
the
right.
Pagans marching in the streets, turning their backs on God, mocking God, making little boys little girls and making little girls little boys, trying to do it with surgery and operations and all the things that they're doing to mock God.
Yeah.
God says, no man is going to do this.
That's
Be
right.
not deceived. God is not mocked. Am I talking too loud?
Oh, no, amen.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this makes,
That's right.
you can't mock God.
Right. Amen.
Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. The whole world has been watching. The last chance to heed the message of the gospel is at hand. Look at Matthew 24:14 for a minute. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. That's why we're on the air.
That's right. Yes,
that's why we preach
it.
The gospel.
Amen.
Guys and gals.
Yes,
that's why we do it.
Amen.
This gospel, this is the call that was on me since I was a teenager.
Yes.
And God called me to help usher in the coming
That's
of the
right.
Lord.
Amen.
That's why I'm here. That's why I still come to this show. For the last year, I've been trying to do the show. And,
yeah.
and for a while, I didn't make it. But you did it, Lori. Mm-hmm. And you did it, Marcella. Mm-hmm. And you did it, Mondo.
Yes, sir.
And we're family.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We're Amen. Blood.
Amen.
Even my adopted children, we're the blood. How are we blood
yeah.
when we're not flesh and blood? Because we're flesh and blood in the Christ.
Yes.
We're his blood.
Amen.
And that's
Amen.
What makes adopted children just as blood, because we're the blood of Jesus Christ. Do you get that or
yes.
not?
Yes.
Do you get that? You get that, Kimberly?
Yes, sir.
I get it.
I
get it.
Yes.
All right, back to Revelation 11:12. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud. And their enemies beheld them. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, Mondo. Here we more earthquakes.
A great earthquake.
Matthew 24. And the tenth part of the city fell.
Wow.
And the earthquake were slain of men 7,000. And the remnant were frightened or afraid, and gave glory to the God of heaven. The final trumpet is about to sound.
Amen.
We're talking about over in the Holy Land. You know, Jesus comes back actually into the Holy Land.
Yes. And we were there.
Yes, we were
there. We were there. I mean,
I'm anxious to go back. I don't know why. Verse 14. Hold on with me here. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. That's biblical. Behold, I come quickly.
Amen.
Cometh quickly. Revelation 22:7. Behold, I come quickly. That's the word from heaven.
Yes.
Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the prophecies or the sayings of the prophecies of this book. Revelation 22:12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be. Revelation 22:20. He which testified these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Ever so come, Lord Jesus. This is the main last statement in the book of Revelation. This is it. Back to Revelation 11:15. And the seventh angel sounded, trumpeted, sounded a blast. And the when does he come back?
The seventh trumpet.
At the seventh trumpet.
Amen.
At the final trumpet.
Amen.
He comes back. And I'm telling you, I spent many years in prison looking for the final trumpet. This is the only one. This is the only place.
I know when we were part of that first teaching at the Dream Center, you emphasized the seventh, the last trumpet. And I couldn't see why there was so much confusion behind when he was coming back, when clearly what you were reading said that the last trumpet he was going to appear.
But you know, did you remember at the Dream Center? I don't know if you remember or not, but there was older preachers there working.
I remember,
you know, we all worked together. We loved each other. We all did. But they disagreed with me on some things like this because they've been taught their whole life. But all I was doing, and I couldn't figure out why people were mad at me because I was teaching what God had taught me in the scripture, and I didn't know any better than to teach it.
Yes. Well, you know, I think that that doctrine runs deep, and it's hard to challenge those theology and those doctrines. But when you started teaching us through the Word of God, I know it challenged my doctrine. It challenged what I was taught going through Bible school there at the Dream Center, and it just opened up my eyes to a lot of, and a lot of the students that were there, it was the first time the word was being revealed to them on when Jesus appeared in the last trumpet.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded, that means trumpeted, sound a blast, and there are great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world, listen, kingdoms of our Lord and of Christ, and shall reign forever and ever. What's happening? The kingdom has become God's.
Yeah.
Jesus. This is the final trumpet. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. Let me read this to you. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Wow.
Verse 17, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever, hallelujah,
Amen.
With the Lord. That's your comfort. Wherefore, verse 18, wherefore comfort one another with these words. People say, we're going to comfort anybody. You're not. This world's going to be rocking and rolling, and it's not a dance.
No.
It's going to be hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's going to be fire from the sky. There's going to be earthquakes like never. Every plate, Mondo, do you understand the plates?
Absolutely.
Every plate. I don't know. I've forgotten how many there are. There's around 15 or so, 20. I don't know exact number. But the plates are all going to move.
Yes.
We live on the plates.
Absolutely.
We're right now sitting on a plate. They're big plates.
Yeah.
You know, there's some like the whole continent is a plate.
That's right.
Yes.
And that those are going to all
yes.
move out of their place. That's according to the Bible. Read 1 Corinthians 15:52 with me. Would you do that? In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. The last trumpet. That's why the key things, people, when you study this, you gotta, if you're gonna find out when is the final one, the final is the last, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Am I right?
That's yes. right.
Yes. Say amen, sister.
Amen.
For the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, yeah. and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. God. No matter how you died, no matter if you died at sea, no matter if you died in a fire, no matter if you died in a car wreck, no matter what happened, you're going to go to be yeah. with the Lord. Amen. No matter if you've been cremated or whatever, God's, your spirit
yes.
has left your body.
Amen.
And gone to be with the Lord. To be absent from the body was what?
To be present with the Lord.
Amen. And we've got to stand on these truths
yes.
so we have victory in
Amen.
Jesus.
That's right.
And the rapture gives us that victory.
Amen.
And he said, we shall be changed,
yes.
Mondo.
Amen.
Wow.
Praise God, it's going to be amazing.
Yes. Amen.
Matthew 24:30. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven.
Mm.
And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven.
Mm.
That's God's sign, with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven and earth to the other.
Wow.
Did you know that?
Wow.
Revelation 10:7, remember the last lesson.
Hmm.
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God, the gospel should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets.
Wow.
Wow.
Revelation 11:16. And the 24 elders which sat before God on the seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God. Something big is happening.
Yes.
Verse 17, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and has reigned.
Amen.
And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come. The wrath of God comes with the rapture. And final judgment is coming on the earth. And the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that they should give reward unto the servants, the prophets, to the saints, to them that fear the name, thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroyed the earth. He's coming back,
yes.
and it's soon.
Amen.
I mean, this part, this chapter we just studied now, this is chapter 11 mm-hmm. of the Revelation. It wasn't too many chapters back that we were in the four horsemen, mm-hmm. which they're riding. So all these things are riding.
Yes.
Mondo, the next two chapters is you teaching volcanoes and earthquakes and all this stuff. That's happening.
Yes.
So we're right here. We are moving into the rapture. We don't know how long. We know that Tom Horn is prophesying that wormwood
yes.
could come in not many months.
In a few more years. And if the time serves right, the whole premises of what you're teaching is aligning to all the signs that Matthew 24, pretty much the index of what we're reading right now, on the timeline yeah. of the last trumpet.
And a lot of prophets believe that all these things that are taking place are the scriptures that tell us when the rapture takes yes. place. That he tell us, we know those times, those seasons somehow, but we don't know the date, but we do know the season which yeah. he's going to come back.
That's right.
And he's He told us the signs.
That's right.
He wouldn't tell us signs if he didn't want us to know. That's why we have the book of Revelation, because this is now. They don't want to learn. They don't want to learn. Let's go to Matthew 16:27 before we leave today. This is important, people. I hope you have copies of my teaching. This all is available that we're doing right now. We have the brand new sets of two videos, right?
Yes, that's right. We have This is the Revelation Generation, which is part one of the Revelation teaching, along with part two, From Now to the Rapture, what you're teaching right now for a $40 donation to the ministry.
So share them with your friends and your children and your grandchildren, your neighbors, your garden party, your Sunday school class. But share them, because this is the now stuff. Yes. They want to know this.
Absolutely.
They really, really do want to know it. All right, let's go back to Matthew 16:27. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then shall he reward every man according to his works. Mm-hmm. Back to Revelation 11:19. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament. And there were lightning and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. Hmm. This chapter begins with a temple on earth being restored and then destroyed, and closes with God's temple opened in heaven. Hmm. John now begins another flashback from chapter 12 to chapter 14, where he will be back on track with the rapture, and he will give next the details about what will happen on earth before the coming of the Lord.
Wow.
Revelation 14 through 16. Mm-hmm. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. Mm. Verse 16, and he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth. Verse 15:5, and after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened.
Wow. Amen.
Wow.
And I looked, and behold, the temple, the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven, it was opened.
Amen. Mm. Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
The rapture chapter.
Wow. Amen.
It's there. It's in the Bible.
Yeah.
It's the final trumpet.
Yes.
That's when I believe it takes place. And if you'd like to study it, get our videos for this month. These are brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get the brand new ones for just $40.
That's right.
For two videos.
Yes, and there's many hours, over 8 hours of teaching on part one and part two, and that's for a $40 donation to the ministry, and that includes the shipping and handling. So you want to share these videos, and these are, right here, we always say it, we are truly the Revelation generation.
Wow. And if you want the whole book of Revelation,
right,
the first time after prison that I worked so hard, this where these notes all came from, and now it's growing. This has been
Revelation
edited.
Revealed.
It's widescreen now.
That's right.
You know, pictures in it, and it's for how much?
Yes, that's for a $100 donation to the ministry. That's over 30 hours of teaching the book of Revelation, where, Dad, you literally go through the mysteries in the book of Revelation. You break down the Hebrew, the Greek, pictures. I mean, we have put pictures of things that John was describing in the book of Revelation. And so that's for a donation of $100 to the ministry. That includes the shipping and handling. But what a great way to become a student. You've always taught us this. We are to be students of the book of Revelation.
That's right.
Well, if you want to help keep us on the air,
yes.
Everything you do Is there anything else you have to offer today?
Yes, I just want to remind you, if you haven't already, this is probably going to be the very last day. If there's still inventory, call us and they'll let you know, or you can go to the website, jimbakershow.com. But we should still have a few of the essential meal replacement. This is over 16 year shelf life. And this right here, this is the missing link in food storage.
It is.
It is, absolutely. So what this is going to do, it's amazing. It has made with 13 whole food vitamins from 12 non-GMO fruits and vegetables. So this is going to help give you the nutrients that your body needs during this time. But this is nutrient dense. And so it's plant-based ingredients. It's an amazing product here. But this is over 16-year shelf life storage. And that's the key.
Yeah.
Wow. Instant food, really.
That's right. Yes.
You just add water.
That's right. Add water. You can receive one for a donation of $55 to the ministry, or better yet, and this is what we're all doing, I believe you should do it too. It's four of the canisters for a donation of $200 to the ministry.
This is something we're going to offer in the future, but I can guarantee, I have to guarantee, it's going to be more money.
It will, absolutely. This is a limited bargain that we have received from the supplier. And so we want you to take advantage of this. We're passing along the cost to you.
These are just made up. Yes. They're made, and we got them. We said we want them all.
That's right.
And so we're holding on to them.
They only have a couple thousand available, and so we have secured them all. But when they are gone, they will have to go back into production, and the cost of ingredients will go up.
It'll be several months to get the next batch.
That's right.
So these are for
Take advantage of it right now.
24 hours, probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if they if you call, they'll tell you if they're sold out.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's right. So call us right now, 1-888-988-1588, or go to the website, jimbakershow.com.
So pray for us. Stand with us. Jesus is coming.
Amen.
And have hope in him. Amen.
Yes.
God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We love you. Call us.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to the Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. The voice of the prophets is here, and it's better than ever. Join us each day for incredible updates from people like Tom Horn, Lance Wallnau, Larry Hutch, Perry Stone, Rick Renner, Zach Drew, and so many more amazing teachers and guests. Enjoy powerful moments from the PTL Network archives each week and daily episodes of The Jim Baker Show. To find out if we're in your area, log in to ptlnetwork.com and check our channel listings. You can also download our free PTL Television Network app on your iPhone, Android phone, Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire Stick. And you can watch anytime online for free at ptlnetwork.com. Join us today to hear the voice of the prophets.